Hello again, my gorgeous listeners, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Glow S podcast. We're here to chat all about sex, sexuality, and the body. I'm your host, Dr. Caroline West, and as always, I'm delighted to be part of the Tortoise Shack Network, where you can find all sorts of content on politics, culture, society, and of course, sex. If you like what we do, please do consider supporting us at patreon.com/tortoiseshack, as it really does help to keep the mics on, or please rate and review over on Apple. So today I have a very special bonus episode because I'm delightfully sharing the news of an amazing new toy that's going to bring you lots and lots of orgasms, and we want to start 2021 off with lots of orgasms because why not? So today joining me is Johanna Reef. She's the Director of PR and Head of Sexual Empowerment at Womanizer, and she's here to chat to me all about their recent collaboration with Lily Allen and how they made a gorgeous colourful version of the Womanizer toy. Johanna, thanks Amel for joining me today. How are you keeping?
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me.
No worries.
I'm super happy.
Your job is amazing. Like, that's sexual, head of sexual empowerment. Like,
yeah, that's great, right? I already said it. I can't ever start another job. I mean, job title wise, it just can get worse. So yeah, I'm lucky. I'm really lucky. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I will be stealing your job on you. So yeah, keep it going. Brilliant. Your toy is amazing. That's what here. Like, this is the amazing launch. But for those who don't know, how would you describe what a womanizer is, and not the sleazy male human version, the sex toy version?
Yeah, I know. Good that you talk about the name. I think the name is sometimes a little bit, especially in English-speaking countries, a little bit confusing.
Yeah.
The inventor was German, and in German, womanizer is not that bad as a word. So just if people are wondering, it has a better meaning in Germany than in English-speaking countries. But yeah, we now live with the name, people remember it. So the good thing, or the special thing about womanizer, we launched the first model 7 years ago. All our models have a special technology, which is called Pleasure Air technology. And it basically simulates the clitoris without touching it. So I think that's just, I mean, it sounds super simple, but it took many, many years till someone came up with that idea. So there was a completely new toy, a completely new technology 7 years ago. It really revolutionized the whole sex toy market, because for many, many years, there was not a real revolution anymore. Because if you have a vibrator, and no matter if it's pink or purple, it's not really an innovation, right? It's nice, but real innovation doesn't happen that often in the sex toy industry. And yeah, also, especially when it comes to, I mean, female pleasure, because the founder back then just talked to many doctors and experts and said what he saw a study and saw that many women don't have orgasms. And he was just asking himself, why is that? And then he figured out, okay, it's about stimulating the clitoris. And I think that's something many of us never heard or never learned before. So that's why he focused basically on the clitoris and invented something that basically stimulates without touching it. So that's also good, because many women often after a while have some overstimulation, and that's not really happening. And yeah, that's basically the secret of all our toys. They'll all have this pleasure air technology, and that's how they work. Yeah.
It's a fascinating development, because yeah, the history of sex toys, I'm lucky enough to have some vintage sex toys from 1922 and the 1950s, and they are all very clunky for starters, but they are very much using pressure, you know, the vibration, like you're touching right up against your clitoris, and for a lot of people that's too much. You know, the clitoris is, what is it, something like 8,000 nerve endings. It's a sensitive part of our bodies. Mm-hmm. And some people have resorted to maybe using, you know, say the magic wand is like, you know, the OG of sex toys. It's, you know, the grandmother of sex toys, but it can be quite too much for some people. So they use a pillow in between that and the toy. So, but that's not great, you know, if your toy is too much. So it is revolutionary to have a toy that is stimulating you without actually touching you. That, you know, and yeah, that air suction thing, like there's people who rave about it so much. There's almost like a little cult around the womanizer, people who love
that's
the air
true
suction.
We even know people that tattooed a womanizer. So we have several women that sent us picture, and they really tattooed the womanizer because they said it basically changed their life. Because we have women who had their first orgasm with that toy. Or in general, say it's also a different kind of feeling. That's what I would say. I think the orgasm feels completely different and it's something new.
Yeah, it's a softer kind of build-up almost. It's not like the, I suppose the more direct ones can be quite, like the magic wand, you're going to have an orgasm almost whether you like it or not. You know, it's really quite strong. But I think the womanizer is a nicer build-up with that air suction.
I mean, as what you mentioned as well with the sensitivity, so we now really have also models that have up to 12 intensity level because they start super, super softly because we figured out and got a lot of feedback saying that the stimulation needs to be super soft and that there is a wide range of what soft and what strong means. And we just want to make sure that there's the right stimulation for everyone. We also have different kind of stimulation heads with different sizes because clitoris are not always... don't have always the same size, so we always try to basically create the best product for a wide range of people with clitoris.
And that's a really important point because when I suppose if we're looking at factors to take into account when we're choosing a sex toy, like one size doesn't really fit all for a lot of people, and things like, you know, your clitoris might be a couple of centimeters higher than other clitorises, so that impacts if you're using clitoral toys and insertables at the same time, because some of those are very much, you know, it's just going to poke you in the wrong spots, you know, if you differ from their standard model.
That's I think a perfect example. I mean, that's basically also kind of rabbit vibrators what you're referring to. You have an internal arm and an external smaller one that should stimulate the clitoris. And I mean, rabbit vibrators are quite known, especially I think to Sex and the City. I mean, there was this one a few episode where Charlotte had one was basically addicted. And I think many women buy that and then are disappointed because, I mean, the anatomy of everyone is different. So it's really important to have, I don't know, rabbit vibrators that are ones with long arms and really flexible to make sure. But for a long time, you had this rabbit vibrator, like one internal arm and then a short one externally. And I know many women that said that doesn't fit my anatomy and it's not adjustable. So for us, it's also important to basically create stuff that people really can use and that meet users' needs and listen
Absolutely. Customers. Like, I think when I tried out the rabbit, because when I was, you know, teenager-ish 20s when Sex and the City was out, and I thought, oh, the rabbit, that's the queen of sex toys. And it just didn't really work, just felt uncomfortable, it was just poking me in wrong bits. And I was like, oh, like, okay, maybe sex toys maybe aren't for me, or, you know, it's just not my thing. But then finding the air suction toys, like, oh my gosh, like such a difference. And I hope other people have that experience as well, that they're like, yes, I actually, sex toys are definitely for me and in my life. So what factors would you say that people have to take into account then when they are shopping for sex toys?
Yeah, I mean, you're totally right. It's not one size fits all. I mean, it's already good if you basically know a little bit your needs. Do you like clitoral stimulation? Do you like internal stimulation? I think these are already factors that help to choose or to basically smaller the range of potential sex toys, because especially for women nowadays, there is quite a big range. So I think it always helps if you already know at least what your preferences are or where you do you like to be stimulated. And I mean, other than that, as you said, I mean, you never know it before. I mean, you can also read reviews. I think nowadays you also have many shops that have a lot of reviews. So that always gives a good indication. I mean, you do that when you buy a TV and so on. So why shouldn't you do that also when you buy a sex toy and basically kind of ask the crowd what they think is good? So also ask friends. I mean, that's also something, I think that's also something many people are afraid of, but I think also you probably would wonder how many people own sex toys and maybe could recommend something they tested, because I get that people sometimes are kind of afraid of buying a sex toy because you're not really allowed to give it back, right? So basically you invest and then you either like it or you're not, but that's nothing you can easily give back. So I get
there's not a lot of shops that would take your used sex toy back.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you don't need to take it back, right? So that's legally, we are allowed to, or shops are allowed to not take it back, because kind of, you have this, at least our toys have a kind of an hygienic seal, so we know that everybody knows it wasn't used before. But yeah, of course, there's also a certain risk that maybe it's something you don't like. So I would maybe even start with a toy that is maybe also priced in a middle range, or maybe you have friends recommending it to really kind of try kind of different styles. But I think it knows already if you know what you like. And I mean, also what I also kind of had good experience with nowadays, you have also a lot of sex shops, good looking ones, more like a boutique where you could go, and normally they have really good people. The employees know, kind of, they could give you an introduction and explain what could work for you. Or you do a sex toy party at home. Nowadays, you can also kind of, consultants come to your home and explain you the differences, and you can feel the toys and the material. I think that there's no recipe, to be honest, to be sure that you will like something or won't like something. But I think these are just a few tips.
Yeah, they're good. Yeah. They're good starting points and pointers for that. Yeah, because, yeah, like the texture is really important to be able to touch beforehand. But word of mouth, I think, is really important. You know, that's probably actually how I discovered the Womanizer back in the day. I went to a conference and the American, I don't know, the CEO or something was there. And I was like, oh, what's this? And my friends were like, you don't know what this is. Oh my gosh. Like, you need to get one.
Yeah.
They were obsessed with it.
Yeah. To be honest, that was one of our biggest important things at the beginning, because we didn't really have the money to do a lot of marketing. And it's also kind of expensive, right? If you want to do it on a global base. So this is really a lot worth of money. Till today, many friends, when I meet them, I just had a girls' brunch on the weekend, and one of my friends said, oh, I recommended it again to 5 more people. She was like, you need a referral program.
Yeah, I
can understand. You were already thinking about that, basically. Yeah. Doing a referral program for
I have a friend here, Shavi, and she'll probably, well, she hopefully won't kill me for saying this, but she got one of the Womanizers and left me a frantically out of breath a voice note on WhatsApp afterwards and said, oh my God, this is the best thing. And she'd gotten it and just immediately used it. And she's like, where has this been all my life? I've already like bought a couple and sent them to my friends, and, you know, they're all obsessed with it now. And I love the fact that she could just ring me and say, oh my gosh, like, this is the best sex toy. And like, that stigma was kind of gone from having that conversation. And that's where it should be at. You know, we should be able to say, hey, this film is great. Hey, this cheese is great. Hey, this sex toy is great. So yeah, getting rid of the stigma is really important.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. So that's personal preference. What I also have two more points that you can look at when buying a sex toy. I would definitely say the quality of the material. I mean, our products, if they have silicone, it's like medical grade silicone. I think many people are hesitant to spend more money on it. On the other hand, if you buy a product for 5 to 10 euros, I mean, won't be good quality, and the materials in it won't be something you should put inside of your body. Oh, yeah. And I mean, we're getting more conscious when it comes to food and, I don't know, clothes and so on. And people still are more hesitant when it comes to sex toy to invest a little bit. And I get it, because you can't give it back. On the other hand, it's also, it's something that touches your body or is inside your body. So you should spend a little bit on a sex toy to make sure that it has certain quality. Because it's just too close to your body to basically buy something for 5 euro. Because you can, even if you unpack them, you will smell already basically the chemicals.
Yeah, that's already not what you want inside yourself.
That's already a sign. If you unpack it and it really has a bad, strong smell, that's already a sign for this is not something you should insert into your body. Yeah. That's one thing. And then one other thing I could say is also, and that's also something you can test easily when going into a shop, is noise level, I would say. We always do this kind of surveys asking people what is important to you when it comes to sex toys. And noise level is always under the top three.
Yeah,
because imagine,
sure,
especially if you have kids, a roommate, whatever. Yeah. I mean, you don't want the whole flat to know what you're doing in general. So I think that's also something, and this is something you can, for example, test in a store if you turn them on and then hear how quiet or how loud they are. So this could also be a good indication if that is a product that works for you or doesn't.
Yeah, very, very important, because, yeah, I think some of the more older school vibrators were so noisy and half the street would know what you were doing, and that's not where we want to be. So, no. So talk to me about the latest collaboration then with Lily Allen. So Lily is quite a bright, colourful singer. You know, she's lived a very colourful life as well. So why choose Lily to design a sex toy? Because it seems it's kind of on brand for Lily, but a little bit off brand as well.
To be honest, we thought about it for a long time, and for a long time we had this dream of a known voice supporting not only the products but also the mission. And I mean, this is super complicated to find kind of a celebrity that is willing. I mean, I know even a few celebrities, also A-list celebrities, that have our products, but they would never talk about that in public because there is still a stigma around that. They are afraid to lose other cooperation partners and so on and so on. And the thing is that basically what we really like, or what we wanted, is something authentic. Because at the end, if you would pay a lot of money, you will always find someone doing it. But A, it's not that we have tons of money for such a corporation. And B, we wanted somebody who is authentic on that topic and not only do one post and then basically there's a contract, you fulfill the contract, and then you never hear again about someone. And we basically had this mission of people talking about masturbation itself and female pleasure, and not, it was not only about buy this product. So Lily wrote her book in 2018, or published her book. And there she basically recommended Womanizer as the best sex toy, basically. And that we heard that, basically. And that's how we got in contact with her. So it was kind of a natural thing. We never sent her any products. She just bought it somewhere and tried it and was basically raving about it and shared this in her book. And that was basically, we thought this is the perfect fit because we didn't pay her to say that. She's just convinced of our products. And we think she fits the brand. She's basically kind of embodies a little bit because, yeah, as you said, she had kind of she has a past and she tried a lot of stuff. But we also kind of like that little bit rebellious. We would say as Womanizer, we are kind of a louder brand. And we also think, I mean, everybody has the right, as long as you don't hurt anyone, it's not us to judge anyone's past. So, it was just, for us, it was a perfect fit. And we just found each other somehow because she mentioned us in her book.
You were delighted, I'd say.
Yeah, for sure. That was really, and then, I mean, it took a while. You talk a lot and think about a campaign. And then basically we came up with this I Masturbate campaign because the hashtag I Masturbate is already some, we use that already for Womanizer, and we thought, okay, we really want something bold. We want something attention grabbing where people maybe first gasp and like kind of are shocked. But we thought that's exactly what we need. And we were super happy when she was like open-minded and said, yeah, let's do it. And really, and I mean, she gave a few interviews and she really talked about masturbation. I think even often, I think press was basically shocked that she was so open about that. I think nobody expected that. But yeah, that's why we like her so much. It's just a natural, authentic fit.
And that makes sense as well, if she's so open about this as well, that, you know, sexual wellness is so hidden for a lot of people. Like, we'll talk about, you know, methods for self-care and for, you know, to relax, and we talk about, you know, lavender baths and all this kind of thing, but we don't mention masturbate, you know, because it's so good for stress relief, for helping you go to sleep. But people will almost just pretend that this aspect of their life doesn't exist and we don't talk about it anymore.
It has a lot of health benefits, also strengthen immune system, which is really needed at the moment, or it also can be a pain relief. So we are now even doing a clinical study to prove that masturbation can help when you have period pain. So we even basically invest in studies to prove and tell people this is not something we made up. This is true. And even if it would be just for fun, I mean, why not? Yeah. Why aren't we allowed ourselves some fun, right? I mean, it has this health benefits, and that's even more amazing.
Absolutely.
And it is proven that a good, positive, happy sex life also improves all other areas in your life. There are even studies proving that you're more successful in job when you have a happy sex life. So yeah, and even only for the fun, it already makes sense to do it.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, I could see that, because like, you'd be more confident because you're more, you know, in tune with your body. You're more able to communicate your likes and dislikes, and whether that's just to yourself or with a partner as well. So that's kind of really important. So I suppose you have that mission as well, though, but using the hashtag I Masturbate is really something, saying I'm rejecting shame and stigma. as part of that. Yeah. So
I mean, as I said, it is for many people, it is so super bold, but why is that, right? Isn't that kind of weird that it's kind of not normal to say that I masturbate, as others say, I don't know, I go to the hairdresser, I do this. We do so much stuff to basically be healthier, look good, whatever. Before, it was kind of scary to people and men that you basically work in a sex toy company and that you use sex toys, and why do you even need men anymore and stuff like that. So there's still a lot of kind of weird thoughts around the whole topic of being a sexual empowered woman, especially.
Yeah, and for people as well, some people are threatened if you're bringing sex toys into a relationship, because for some people, masturbation is just something that you do when you're single, and they don't seem to recognize that you can absolutely do it as solo play when you're in a relationship, or bringing your sex toys into your relationship as well, and you know, have a little bit more fun. And so how do you think people can get a little bit more comfortable with that, of, you know, if you're bringing out your womanizer in the middle of sex and saying, hey, let's bring this into things, how can they get that a little bit more comfortable about it?
I mean, I think, as you said, I think it's about communication. I think sometimes you better talk before you just do something, introduce something. I mean, as I said, I heard this before also, like, do you want to replace men, especially for me, because I'm now a woman, I will ask if I want to replace men. And I always explain that it's not about replacing anything or anyone, right? I mean, no one, I mean, a human body that you find sexual attractive, I think nothing can basically, that's a completely different talk. In my mind, this is something that can't be really replaced, right? The other thing is an add-on, or maybe a new nice experience. I mean, if you're together for a long time, I think after a while it's not that adventurous anymore or exciting anymore, because you know each other. But you could add some things that it's getting more exciting. And sometimes maybe it's only a good laugh, because maybe it didn't work the way you thought it will work. But also, as you said, and it will on a long term, I think it also improves sex with a partner if you know what you want, because then you also can communicate it and are maybe more confident in bed and take what you want, with, of course, the consent of the other person. But I think overall it's really about explaining people that it's not about replacing a human person, that's not the reason for sex toys. It's basically to experience something new.
And just different sensations, you know, like the same way different aspects of sex with humans will bring different sensations. If you're adding a little friend into things, it's just going to give a different sensation as well. So, yeah, I like as well that it has the travel cover on it, because, again, you know, you can take it with you, and, you know, like, If you're going through the airport, well, I remember those days when we could, but hopefully in 2021 when we can again. Yeah, that, like, you don't want your sex toy starting off in your luggage as you're going through customs or anything like that. So at least, and it's kept clean as well, so that's always important.
Yeah, you also don't need to unpack it, because that's also something people ask me. And I said, believe me, I had a lot of sex toys in my life in my baggage. Also, sometimes just luggage full of sex toys, because we traveled somewhere and did an event. So you don't need to unpack it. Yes, you can just leave it in your hand luggage, and it's basically the travel cover. Make sure that it doesn't turn on, because that can also be funny if your luggage starts vibrating.
No one wants that.
But could always be a toothbrush, right? So
I have had that happen before. I have had an electric toothbrush go off, and I'm like, no, it is. It's definitely an electric one. But now I probably, if it was the womanizer, I'd pull it out and be like, yeah, you should all get one as well. But that's a different world. So yeah. So over on my Instagram, which is Glow West Podcast, we ran a giveaway for one of the samples of womanizer that you very generously donated, and the response was incredible. Everyone wants to get their hands on it, and so, you know, there was a lot of people to choose from. So I think in total I have 130 entries into the draw.
Wow.
Which is a lot. So someone's going to get very happy. Now, unfortunately, we couldn't give out 130 womanizers, because we'd probably take all your stock, and, well, not bankrupt you, but yeah, we'd take a lot of your stock. But so you have 130. So what I'm going to get you to do is just randomly pick a number between 1 and 130, and then that person is going to be the super lucky person who wins and is going to have a very awesome Christmas, or lockdown, or whatever way we're going to go forward. So yeah, so any number between 1 and 130.
I say 17.
Ooh, okay. So 17 is sex positive teapot. Oh, awesome. Cool. So as if I remember, that is a sex educator based in Dublin. So they are going to have an awesome time because they should know how to bring in masturbation already. So that's brilliant. I will contact them and send on their details to you, and they will have a very happy Christmas. So brilliant. I just think like it's lovely just to have fun, colorful sex toys, and I love that this is an option now, you know, because like I'm a massive fan of color anyway, and I just think why not bring that into sex as well. Sex is meant to be fun and messy and, you know, not sterile. It's just a bit of fun. So I think having little pops of orange and pink are really nice. So well done on an awesome product that you've put forth.
Thanks. Yeah, that Lily chose that, some color blocking, but it should fit to her. And we also basically, and people are really, really, we have really amazing feedback regarding the color choice, because as you said, normally you have more like purple and pink. And I mean, this is also bright colors, but people got a lot of good feedback for this really flashy. Basically,
it's nice to have a difference, yeah, because everything is usually purple or pink or black, you know, and it's nice to have the orange and pink really kind of go together and pop like that. So listen, thank you so much for your time, Johanna, today. It's nice always to talk about masturbation, one of my favorite topics. And again, if everyone wants to go check out the hashtag #IMasturbate, so you can get some tips and connect to Womanizer and just figure out how people are masturbating as well. I'm sure people are sharing all those different things as well. So where can people find the Womanizer if they're looking to buy them? They're in a lot of sex stores already, but do you have a dedicated website? Because you have a lot of products.
Yeah, we have a website, womanizer.com, and basically we ship in many, many parts of the world. But other than that, we have retailers in over 60 countries. So I think you can basically go to every local store that you have, or just Google it online, and then you should find a shop that offers our products.
Perfect. Cool. And is there any lube recommendations to go with Womanizer while we're here? They're obviously okay to go with oil-based lubes.
Yeah, I mean, I always, for sex toys, I always recommend water-based lubes. Because it's just, I mean, silicone, you shouldn't use silicone because you never don't know what's going to happen, and it's not so easy to clean. So always water-based lube. And from a brand perspective, we always basically recommend Pure, because we work with them and they really do high quality products. So I can assure that this is a good choice.
Excellent. Yeah, because we, you know, while we are focused on sex toys, lube is also a really important part of the process as well. So
I agree. Yeah.
Brilliant. Listen, thank you, Johanna, so much for the giveaway and for chatting with me today. I really appreciate it. And I wish you many, many orgasms in 2021. And I'm sure we'll be back talking again about some more wonderful aspects of sexual empowerment next year.
Thanks for having me. And yes, can I already say Merry Christmas? Maybe a little bit too early, but happy holidays.
There you go. Yeah, we're almost there. So yeah, just a couple more weeks. So brilliant. And thank you to all my listeners as well for tuning in and for entering the competition. There is a load of you, and I wish I could gift you all Womanizer vibrators, but unfortunately we just one lucky winner this time. But stay tuned. We'll have some more giveaways in the new year as well. You can find us on Instagram and Twitter at GlowWS Podcast. And like I said at the start, if you want to support us, we are at patreon.com/tortoiseshack. And I'll talk to you next week.